Be very careful with your cash flow. Be very careful. That's why I would recommend you ask somebody for 10K or 20K. Say, hey, look, I have 30K. I'm buying this house. I'm going to need an extra 10K for carry cost, and I'll pay you X amount of money back in 5 to 6 months.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, so I'm going to talk about, can you be an active investor with $30,000 in the bank account? Why $30,000? You can actually do it with zero money or $1 million. Doesn't matter. But for some reason, $30,000 keeps coming to me in messages like, hey, I have 25K, I have 35K, I have 30K, I have 30K. That message keeps appearing in my messenger, okay, in my messages. So people ask me, how can I become an active investor with $30,000? Active investor means you're going to be actively involved. Like, you're going to go find a deal, you're going to put your money in, you're going to work it with your hands, you're going to actually be working the deal. Not a passive investor. Passive investor, you put your money in and you forget about it and you just get paid, okay? When you're an active investor, you definitely got to get more money, okay? Just because you are time, energy, and effort, right? Unless you're just learning the process, you might have to take a little bit of a beating, not make as much as you want, but you get to learn the process. And as time goes on, you make more money. So $30,000, what can you do with it? Well, you can also go borrow some money from other investors, friends and family, investors, go network, and people can also help you fund your deals. But let's just say you have $30,000. Most lenders are going to let you borrow, say, 80% of the total project cost, right? So some lenders will just charge you 20% down and they'll give you 100% of the rehab. You got to find your lender. There's a lot of lenders out there. Look for referrals. When you're looking for a lender, look for referrals. I'll do a video on how to find a credible lender, okay, for your flips. All right, so let's just assume that the lender's going to let you borrow 80% of the purchase price and 100% of the rehab. So let's say you have a house you're going to buy for 100K and it needs 50K worth of rehab and it's worth 200K. All right, great. So the bank's going to want 20% down, so of the purchase price, which is $20,000. And hopefully they don't want anything for the rehab, right? They give you 100% rehab. And since it's a good loan to value, they'll give you the whole money. Okay, great. Now you have 10 grand left in your pocket. You're probably going to pay a couple of points and some closing costs for your loan. So you might have to pay another 5 grand. So you're stuck with $5,000 to start your remodel. Okay. Hopefully you got a credit card somewhere where you can help fund your remodel process. Maybe buy stuff at Home Depot, whatever you buy it, with a credit card, and you use your cash to pay the loan and to pay the contractor as they're starting out the renovation. Once you spend your 5 grand or a little more with your credit card, you ask for a draw from the bank and they send an inspector out and then they give you back your money you spent and then you can continue your renovation. It's going to take a little bit of time, right? Especially if you only have 30K. So be very careful with your cash flow, okay? Be very careful. That's why I would recommend you ask somebody for 10K or 20K. Say, hey, look, I have 30K. I'm buying this house. I'm going to need an extra 10K for carry cost and I'll pay you back X amount of money back in 5 to 6 months. Right? It's not going to take you a month. It's going to take you 4, 5, 6 months on your first flip. Hopefully you can do it quicker, but just being realistic, just plan on 5, 6 months. It's always going to cost more than you think. It's always going to take longer than you can imagine. Okay. So just plan on 5 to 6 months from purchase to sell. Okay. 30K, you can do it. Slowly start building your portfolio. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So if you're going to buy and fix and flip, right, and then do it again, buy, fix, and flip. At some point, maybe after a year, year and a half, you can start buying 2, 3, 4 because you went from 30K to 60K to 90K to 120K. You know, you can quit your job if you want. That's up to you. But you got to kind of balance what is your opportunity cost to stay at your job. Maybe you can start flipping full-time, right? It's just another job too. But eventually, you can start keeping some rentals, stacking up cash to go ahead and invest or do whatever you want to do with your money, right? Whatever your lifelong goals are. But yes, you can start with 30K. You can start flipping. You can start trying to wholesale houses. But if you actually want to make some money, flip houses, because you can spend a lot of money on marketing and wholesale and never close a deal. And you could, you know, lose all that 30K. All right. So I would start by flipping a house and working my way and building my capital. So 30K, how can you be an active investor? That's a way you can be an active investor. I am going to talk about in another video, how do you find houses pretty easy that are investment properties for free without having to spend any money on marketing. How do you find these? Check the other video because I'm going to make it. Actually, right after I finish this one, it'll be out. So go check it. How to find free houses or how to find houses to flip. with no money out of pocket. So check out my other video and check me out on my other social media. Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's really cool. Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.